我们今天所要证道的讲题亲人离世，亲人离世，创世纪第二十三章第一到二十节所罗门在我们背的经节就说到，凡事都有定时，天下万物都有凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时。在这创世纪第二十三章神的时间已到，亚伯拉罕要跟他的妻子道别。Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 to 2, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. It has come in the appointed time of God that Abraham will say farewell to his beloved spouse, Sarah. Earthly unions and relationships we can observe are temporal. 我们在这世界的亲戚关系是短暂的，短暂的。有一天我们会有分离。Time and tide awaits no man. Time is no respecter of persons. All must finally face the prospect of death. For the departed, he or she will no longer be present. The heart has stopped beating. The time for the departing has come. 时间不等人时间也不看人。每个人在生命中最贵也要面对死亡死亡的这个时间。那些已经过世了，他们不再跟我们在一起，心脏停止跳动，呼吸停止，那个人就这样离开了我们。不过在一个信徒的生命中我们知道这死亡离世的这情况是短暂的。死亡开始的时候就是永生的永生回天家的开始。For the departing, as a believer, we look forward to eternity with Christ as we rest from our labor, are blessed of God. 我们在这世的要做的一切事情有一天你会做最后一件。You will do the last of the work that you have one day, and the Lord would bring you home to eternity. For the believer, we look forward to eternity with Christ. Revelation 14 verse 13 says, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, the Spirit saith,that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. 启示录第十四章第十三节十四章第十三节就 说道：从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。从今以后，在主里面死的人，就是你相信主，你面对死亡，神说，神的话说你有福了，圣灵说是的，他们歇了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们，就是说，他们所做的一切工作啊，不是白费的。在我们认识主以后，我们做的一切事情是为神的荣耀而做，就是不为自己，为神的荣耀而做。那我们做的一切事情啊，不会坦然无功，就是说没不会，就是就是好不会被不是不见掉的意思啊，没有这回事。神说我们在耶稣里、基督里认识他以后，倘若拿一杯水呀、给一个口渴的朋友喝啊，神说你的奖赏是上天会给你啊，上天会给你啊。The Lord says that even if you give a glass of cold water to someone who is thirsty in the name of the Lord, what you do will not be forgotten. God will reward you in the time to come. And so, 所以这里就说到，撒拉他走完他人生的道路。Sarah has completed her work on earth. She has been the faithful companion to Abraham all her life. From the Earl of the Chaldees, she uprooted together with Abraham, leaving behind their loved ones and friends, hearkening to the call of God. Sarah, 她跟随她的丈夫亚伯拉罕，一生就是侍奉主，听从主的呼召，来到了这迦南地。彼得说，撒拉是一个，敬畏主，是一个敬畏神的好妻子。Peter wrote of the virtues of a godly wife. Sarah was commended for her submission to Abraham's headship in their family. 1 Peter 3, 1-7. Peter, 彼得前书第三章第一到七节。彼得前书第三章第一到七节。你们做妻子的，要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心，贞洁的品行和敬畏的心，你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰， 这在神面前是既宝贵的，因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉啊，这里就讲到撒拉啊，听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，也要按情理跟妻子同住。She was even willing to give her handmaid to Abraham, to wife, to bring forth a son for the family. Although we know it was a suffering as a result of her folly. Romans chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. Sala, 她甚至把她的仆女赐给她的亚伯拉罕做她的妻子虽然这样做不符合主的心意，但是他最终就是要帮助他的丈夫得到能够得到一个就是传人呢子孙。罗马书第四章第十六到二十一节说到Romans 4 verses 16 and 21 tells us concerning this. Romans 4 16 to 21 罗马书第四章十六到二十一节，所以人得为后嗣是本乎信，因此就属于恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，但不但归给那疏忽律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，是无变为有的神，他的主，他在主面前做他们世人的父。如经上所记载，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无可指示的指望的时候，因信乃有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉在生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必在做成。 Romans 4 16 to 21 described the life and faith of Abraham and Sarah Therefore, it is of faith that it might be of by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, which is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body dead, now dead, when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Indeed, Sarah and Abraham saw the fulfillment of God's promise of the chosen seed in Isaac at their old age. She was 65 when she left Haran. She died at 127. 65 to 127. She waited much of her life for God's promise to be fulfilled. Her barren womb God opened to bring forth life at the age of 90, way past the age of women. And so for 37 years she lived after she gave birth to Isaac. God's tribute to Sarah was given in Hebrews 11:11-13. 神对撒拉的信心的见证是在 希伯来书第11章第11到13节，这样的记载，因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为所应许的是可信的，所以从一个 仿佛已死的人，就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。第13节。 这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是 表明自己要找一个家乡。我们找什么家乡呢？我们找的家乡不是在这世上，我们永远的家乡是在天上。那在这里我们就看到那些相信主的，他们在世上 所做的一切事情，凭着信心所做，他们的信心，他们所做的一切事情，不是白费的，不是白费的。The work that we do in the Lord Jesus Christ is not in vain. Abraham's victorious faith, we saw last week in the offering of Isaac, passing the test of faith, to love God above all, Sarah likewise must be commended for her faith. She conceived seed and delivered a child when she was past age. With a difficult birth, we acknowledge that she carried Isaac in her womb for 9 months, as all mothers do. No mean feat, not easy. In addition to her age, the labor and the travail must be more trying than for a young woman to bring forth a child. And so as we think about Sarah at the end of her life, we think about the life of faith that she lived. Our text tells us that the family mourned for her going. 我们知道 Sala生产的时候啊, 真的是不容易, 她已经90岁了，90岁身体，这是个老人了，要怀孕，要生育，真的是很不容易，很大的疼痛，不过神也给她这个力量。 来完成他对这家人的应许. Sarah was 127 years old, our text tells us. These are the years of Sarah, and Sarah died in Kirjal Arba. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. 这是第一个记载着亚伯拉罕痛哭哀哭的时候，this is the first recording of Abraham's weeping. He must have been overcome by grief as he mourns for his departed spouse. All those years sojourning together in a foreign land, where oftentimes she was his only companion amidst unfamiliar and often possibly hostile environment. God's words are the best comfort for the mourning. How can we comfort the mourning except to point them to our faithful and good God? Amidst grief, God is our comfort. 在家人离世的时候，大家都很伤心，在这伤心的时刻，我们有什么安慰呢？我们的安慰就是在主里，our comfort is in God. Our comfort is in the promises of God. Hebrews 11 verse 14 to 16 says, "For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." 神要我们知道，说我们在这世上的时间逗留，会有要到一个段落，不过神的话语也对我们说，这样的话。 说这样的话是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以还有机会以回去吗？他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。 就是天上的，神要我们知道， 我们有一个更美的家乡，就是天上的这家乡。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备一座城。神就是对我们说，我们有一个天家，天家，神要造我们一个在永远不损坏的天家。那个天家不单单是一个家，也是我们的身体啊。神要就是再建一个新的身体给我们，在永生的身体神建给我们，再造给我们。God not only will go and prepare, Jesus says, I go and prepare a place for you in heaven and I will come and receive you. But God not only will prepare a mansion for you in heaven, but also Jesus will come and give you a new body that you may reside in that mansion forever and ever. And this is the promise of God for his people, so that they may not grieve when they see their loved one departing in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for the people of God to seek him, to pray that their loved ones may be saved, may be in the Lord. While we have time, we pray the Lord would grant us this grace to share the good news of the gospel to them. 我们有时间就是要传讲这福音给那些还没有信主的所以直到他们能够也得到这救恩，今天我们就讲到这里。